all of you to this meeting, which is now being recorded. So, I'd like to welcome everybody here. It's fantastic to see so many of you here today. It's really great turnout. So thank you, and it's wonderful that you've all taken the time to be here to celebrate some really outstanding members of our community. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the various lands that we're all meeting on here this evening, and I'd like to pay my respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. Now, the next thing I'd like to do is a very traditional BCA moment, and that is to do a roll call. But we won't do it quite in the traditional sense. I'm not going to ask anyone to run around with a microphone or anything like that, which is what we would do in a face-to-face event. But I am going to ask, Angela, are you able to provide us with a summary of who's here?
Sure can.
Thank
Yes.
you.
Thanks, Emma. Thanks, everyone. It's great to see you all here. Here tonight we have, I'm Angela Jeske. We have Naomi from also on BCA staff and Emma Bennison, BCA staff, Julianne Bell, Andrew Webster, who is a director on our board, Annette Holden, Brendan Donoghue, Kathy Horner, Cheryl Gration, who is new again, BCA staff, Claire Tellefson, Connor Smith, BCA staff, Dan Stubbs, Danielle Verhoeven, new BCA staff, David Squirrell, David Blythe, Doug McGinn, who is on our board, Fiona Woods, who is also on our board, Graham Innes, Helen Ferris, also board member, Bernadette Jolly, Jackie Armstrong, BCA staff, Jackson Reynolds Ryan, BCA staff, Jane Britt, BCA staff, Jan, I think, Jennifer Parry, BCA staff, Joanne Chua, BCA board, Jolene Scott, BCA staff, John Simpson, BCA president, Julian Bennison, Kate Ashley, Katrina Taylor, Leighton Boyd. Sorry, my list moved. Here we go. Lenny, Lynn Davis, Marie Fenwick, Marion, Martin Stewart, BCA staff, Marianne Diamond, Meredith Prain, Michael, Nicole, Nitty, Paul Price, Prue Watt, who is a director, P. Sparrow, Ramona Mandy, Raymond, Karen, Rocco Kutry, Sally Orish, BCA staff, and Robert, Samantha Marsh, BCA staff, Scott Erickson, Sondra Wibberley, Stephen Bilburn, BCA board, Stephen Jolly, Stephen Pattinson, or Patterson, Susan Thompson, Tim Haggis, BCA staff, Tony staff, Vaughan Bennison, Vicky, and we have two on a dial-in number, which I can't identify at this minute.
Okay, so the people on the phone, do you want to identify yourselves before we move on?
Marie.
My name's Joyce Jones from Toowoomba.
Great. So, Mari, I
Marie
heard you.
Shang.
Hi, Mari.
Marie Shang and Joyce Jones. Welcome.
Yep. And hi, Joyce.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Angela.
And Rosemary Boyd's also here. I'm Company Secretary, Britain, Australia, but we're Lynn and I are both on the same computer.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rosemary. And John, you've got people with you too, I think.
Yes, Emma, Christine Simpson and Eileen Jolly are both with me.
And somebody called Lucy Bennison's just joined the
I don't
meeting
know
as
who that
well.
is.
Don't know who she is, but so sorry, actually, no, to be appropriate for people who don't know, Lucy and Julian are Vaughan's and my children, in case you're wondering who all the extra Bennisons are. So I'd just like to acknowledge a few people. So Patricia Sparrow, I'd like to acknowledge Patricia. Many of you will not have had a chance to meet Patricia yet. She's a newly appointed CEO of Vision 2020 Australia, and I had an opportunity to meet with Patricia just recently, and Patricia is going to do a fantastic job, I'm sure. She's got some wonderful ideas and energy to bring to Vision 2020. And also, I didn't hear Anna's name in the roll call, but Anna Presser is the new CEO of Everability, which was formerly Visibility. I'm not sure if she's here, but I did want to acknowledge her because she is new, a new CEO as well. So, of course, I also need to acknowledge that as well as being a very important evening on the BCA calendar, today is actually White Cane Day. And the white cane is so important because it's not just a tool that can be used to achieve independence, it's also a very important symbol of people who are blind or vision impaired living in our society. And we really want to honour through the White Cane and through White Cane Day the many achievements of people who are blind or vision impaired in terms of advancing independence for all of us. So it's a very important day for us, and it's a great opportunity to celebrate these awards on White Cane Day. So now I would like to introduce Julianne Bell to provide us with some preliminary entertainment. It's a little bit like a football match, isn't it, Julianne, where you get to do, you know, a bit of a warm-up entertainment for us. So Julianne is a very accomplished singer, pianist, musician, singing teacher, and also has another life completely as CEO of a blindness organisation as well. So Julianne has a very rich history in the music world, but she's most recently probably best known for her appearance on The Voice. So it's wonderful for us to have you here tonight, Julianne, and I'll hand over to you to speak to us and perform for us.
Thank you so much, Emma. I'm hoping that Vaughan will jump in if he thinks I'm not far enough away or too close or something. We are going to try something really scary for me, not so scary for you. I'm going to try and sing for you live over Zoom. We could have given you a recording, and if all else fails, we will. But we wanted to try and be as authentic as we could. So I'm really hopeful that this comes out okay. But please understand that if it doesn't, then it's not for want of trying from a lot of people. I do want to thank Vaughan for his assistance with getting this happening, and Jolene's been marvellous to liaise with to get this all happening. Yeah, I'm Julianne Bell, recently of The Voice fame. Not really sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a thing, and I am very glad I did it. It was a great experience by and large for the most part, and I'm moving forward now after that and putting out a lot of YouTube videos, and some of you are on my YouTube channel, and it's really delightful to be able to sing for you live today. So I'd like to give you a song from my album called Love Notes is the album, and you can get it in all the usual places, downloading it and streaming it. But this is a song called Time After Time. So I hope that you enjoy my performance. Confused.
suitcase of memories. Time after sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you have said, but you say go slow, I fall behind the second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting, time after time. If you fall, I will catch you.
Julianne, that was absolutely beautiful, and it's a little bit strange not to be able to clap, isn't it?
It feels weird. Let me tell you, the silence is deafening.
Why don't we go off mute and clap anyway?
I think it would deafen us. But we all know that we're clapping inside, and so I'm just expressing what I think all of us feel. That was absolutely beautiful. And technically worked extremely well, you'll be pleased to know.
Thank you.
I was feeling your anxiety there because I've been there. So, that was lovely. And thank you again. Now, Julianne would have been staying with us, but she's had a bit of an injury, so she's not going to be able to stay with us. But, Julianne, just want to thank you again for showing up in spite of that. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Emma.
All right. So we might now move on to the reason for our being here, which is to present a number of awards tonight. So first of all, I'm conscious that there are some people who won't have necessarily been to BCA conventions and so forth in the past, so won't know what all of the awards are about. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of context and history. And then I'm also going to ask Janine Sadu, the president of our National Women's Branch, to give you some context about the Women's Branch Award as well. So first of all, we have our certificates of appreciation, and they are presented in recognition of the work that recipients have undertaken to advance the work of Blind Citizens Australia specifically. They were first awarded in 1990, and one of the recipients that year was Eileen Jolly, and Eileen is actually with us this evening. So hi, Eileen. The David Blythe Award was initiated in 1991 to recognise Australians who've made an outstanding contribution to enhancing the lives of people who are blind or vision impaired. The award is named to honour David Blythe, BCA's inaugural president and former president of the World Blind Union. And it's really great that David's with us tonight. Hi, David. So then the first of the David Blythe Awards actually honoured Ron Burnett. Ron was a strong advocate for the rights of people who are blind or vision impaired. He worked particularly through the Blind Workers Union in South Australia and also through the Australian Federation of the Blind at the national and international levels. And most recently, we honoured Professor Ron McCallum in 2017 and Martin Stewart in 2019. And Martin is with us tonight as well, which is great.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hi, Martin. Since 1991, the work of 22 people has been acknowledged through the David Blythe Award. And tonight, we will announce our 23rd recipient, which is very exciting. So now I'm just going to ask Janine Sadu, who is the president of our National Women's Branch, to present our first award of the evening, which is our National Women's Branch Aspirations Award. And Janine, I'll then ask you to stay unmuted so that we can have a bit of a chat with you as well. So, I'll hand over to you now, Janine.
Thank you, Emma. Am I unmuted?
You are.
Oh, good. Michael's technical person. It's not working very well right now. okay. It's a great pleasure to present the Diana Braun Award to a woman whom our committee believed is a fantastic role model for women in our country. Diana lives on through our committee, through our award in her name. And as well as Diana, this year I would like to pay tribute to her husband, Leo, who passed away last March. In the nomination for our award winner, the nominators describe the woman as a passionate, quietly motivated woman. She has achieved much. She has shared her love of cookery and gardening with many people. She has done this through email lists. She has produced large print and audio magazines. She has worked with the aptly named Cups and Spoons group, and she has also shared her flair and love of cooking in an imaginative way with many people. As a green thumb, she has shared her love of gardening with those who have gardening as a hobby, and she has also been there to advise people who are recent to vision loss about gardening and how they can get back into their garden. This next achievement is a really big one. She compiled a petition of 11,000 signatures, which she presented to politicians, and this sealed approval for a taxi subsidy scheme in her state. 11,000 signatures, that's a lot. She's a strong advocate for people over 65 who are ineligible for NDIS and has lobbied hard to point out the inequity of this situation, as older people deserve assistance too. Before I announce the name, if you haven't guessed already, I'd like to tell you about the award certificate this year. It's an original work by artist Katrina Taylor, who is a member of our Women's Branch Committee. And Katrina has described the certificate for us all. It's a frameless work mounted on art canvas panel. The artwork is on the left and the wording's on the right. It's a tactile garden theme decoration, which includes flowers, greenery, the sky, butterflies, and a family of ladybugs. This is created with paint, different textiled fabrics, beads, and other materials. It will be mailed to the recipient in the near future with a gift certificate from our branch. The wording on the certificate reads, National Women's Special Interest Branch presents the Diana Braun Aspirations Award to an outstanding role model to vision impaired Australian women. Then it has the name of the award winner. Then just my details, Janine Sardou, President, BCA, National Women's Special Interest Branch, October 2021. Unfortunately, our award winner can't be with us tonight live. However, we will be hearing from her as Sam recorded an interview with her recently. If you haven't guessed already, it's time to say congratulations to Valerie Moody from South Australia.
Wonderful, and I think we're going to hear from Valerie now.
Thank you, Janine. This is really unexpected, and I'm probably still wondering how I just got to be here, but I do want to thank BCA Women's Group, the committee and the members, and I very much appreciate the fact that I've been given this award. I think if I look back now, it's given me a little bit of time to reflect just over the things I've been involved in and perhaps participated in. But a big part of that probably is the interesting and very lovely people that I've met along the way. I always think that volunteering really isn't hard work. If you are involved in something that you really enjoy doing, it's just a pleasure to be part of that. So thank you very much to everyone, and I really do appreciate the award.
Wonderful, thank you. And congratulations to Valerie, and also congratulations to Janine and to Katrina for your artwork, and to the whole of the National Women's Branch, who have just done an extraordinary job of helping people to stay connected during the pandemic. It's been absolutely outstanding. So thank you all. Janine, we'll come back to you in a minute, but now I'd like to introduce John Simpson, our president, to present the rest of the awards for the evening. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Emma, and welcome to everyone. This is a fantastic opportunity for us to get together, albeit virtually, and I add my thanks and congratulations to Valerie on that award. And thank you, Janine, for your presentation of it. But Janine, we've asked you to stay on because this evening you're not only a presenter of an award, but in fact, a recipient of an award. So I'd like to announce the fact that one of our two certificates of appreciation this year goes to Janine Sardou as president of our National Women's Branch. Congratulations, Janine. Are you still with us?
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you very much. Can I just say a couple of words?
Just before you say a couple of words, Janine, I thought we might take a couple of minutes to reflect a little bit on your involvement with Blind Citizens Australia over the years. I first bumped into you in the BCA context. I think it would have been in the early 1980s with the Melbourne branch. You had some long involvement with the branch, sometimes as an office bearer, sometimes as a member. Do you have any particular recollections of those early days?
I do. I was in the Paran branch at the time, and we held our meetings at Villa Maria in Donald Street. I don't think I said very much in those days. I was pretty shy and quiet, and I do remember, though, going to the meetings at Villa Maria.
You of course, I think then were on the Melbourne Branch Committee in the early 80s when Chris Stewart was perhaps chairing it. But then you and I, of course, crossed paths again because we both worked for Vision Australia at the same time. And although it's not specifically related to this award, you had the opportunity and made the most of it, firstly, to be a fantastic coordinator of volunteers and a role model as a blind person in working with volunteers at that organisation. And then as the coordinator for the Victorian Audio Description Service. We had some interesting times in those days, Janine. I remember that your very softly spoken but firm presence had to be called on a few times to manage some of our more single-minded volunteers, we might say, Janine.
Yes, it was interesting times, as you say, but I did have a long time working with volunteers, not only for Vision Australia. I think I've worked with most of the blindness agencies coordinating volunteers in Victoria, but I did love working with volunteers, and I did work with volunteers and still do in some areas, and it's always a joy for me.
And then, of course, more recently, you joined the committee of the National Women's Branch, and you've been president for how long now?
6 years now.
And any particular highlights of your time as president?
One of the highlights is being able to do the things we have done with COVID and our phone chats and that sort of thing recently. I think that has been a very good thing. The Diana Braun Awards have always been a highlight for our branch, I think. And just getting some initiatives going, our women's talks, and also being able to just keep connected. And there's one person in our branch who is fantastic at getting on the phone, and I think her phone's busy all day with people.
Janine, I might then ask Emma to read the citation for your award, and then perhaps if you'd like to say a few words.
Thank you.
Thanks, and congratulations, Janine. I could add many reflections on how supportive you've been of me over the years within BCA, but I think we probably need to keep moving. But this is the certificate of appreciation presented to Janine Sadu for her contribution over many years to BCA's advocacy and peer support work in Victoria, and more recently as a committee member and then president of the BCA National Women's Branch. And it's signed by John.
Thanks, Janine. Thanks, Emma. Janine, would you like to say something?
Yes, thank you, Emma, and thank you, John. I well remember that first meeting of NFBCA, now BCA, in June 1975. I was 19 years old, pretty young. I attended many early conventions with my friends Sheila and Sharon, and Robin was always there to make sure we were all okay. So I was one of the young ones then, but I've learned a lot about what is needed how we should expect our service agencies to provide services for us, and I've met a lot of people who I wouldn't have met otherwise. In more recent times, as has been said, I have been on the committee of the Women's Branch, and I'd like to thank all the committee members whom I've served with and all the members of our Women's Branch. I've enjoyed my time. I'd like to thank BCA for appreciating my work, and I know that BCA has been in my life a long time and will always have a place in my life in the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Janine, and congratulations. Have you received the award yet? I know Sam was working to get it to you.
Yes, I have. And if my camera's on, I don't know if it is, but I hope
not
it is.
Not at the moment, but if you've got a moment to Michael, and Michael, it's great that you're here with Janine for this evening, and welcome. I haven't spoken to you for quite some time. But if you can do that, otherwise we'll organise separately to get a screenshot of you with the award.
I'm trying, John, but I must say my technology
Are you on a computer?
No, just on the iPhone.
Oh,
I've got to do something to my camera settings.
We'll do it.
Leave it and set that up next week, just to get a nice shot of and Naomi or one of the other staff members, Jolene, might be able to work with you to do that rather than take up time tonight and take away from the excitement, because I know if you get stressed with these things, it's the last thing you want. So congratulations again, Janine. As soon as we can, Christine and I will catch up with you and Michael, I promise.
In about 2023, perhaps.
Christine's saying in the background, sooner rather than later. So let's come in.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Let's come to the second of our certificates of appreciation. And I think you know the voice of the recipient of this certificate. But in fact, I first came across Vaughan Bennison, who is our second recipient, when he was quite a young fella and involved with the Brisbane branch. I well remember going up there to get a bit of a pasting from the branch members about something like that. Fortunately, I can't remember what the issue was. But Vaughan was an active member of the branch at that stage, and of course has, since he and Emma moved to Tasmania, been very active with the re-establishment of our Tasmanian statewide branch, and also in his fantastic work in hosting and producing our weekly national radio program and podcast, New Horizons. Vaughan, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
So, Vaughan, take us back to the Brisbane branch. You were active, in the early 2000s, I think, back there?
I was on the Brisbane branch. I think I actually joined the Brisbane branch committee before I even found a home in Brisbane. I think it was at the end of 1998 when we first moved to Brisbane, and I met your friend and mine, Steve Richardson, and he convinced us to go to the Brisbane branch meeting, and we ended up on the committee.
That's right. Both you and Emma were on the committee, weren't you?
Yes.
We were. And in fact, John, I met you before that, because the first time I met you was in the context of RPH Australia back in 1997.
Ah, one of our leadership or training weekends up there in the Gazebo Hotel Hall.
Yes, somewhere like that.
So then, Vaughan, of course, you were also involved when we... Ah, there you are. We can see you now.
Yes, sorry, I've got to turn the video on.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. Of course, you were involved in the branch up there through the 2000s. And then when was it that you moved to Tasmania?
2012, we up sticks and moved to Tasmania for work.
And of course, that was principally to take up a management position with Print Radio Tasmania?
Yes, where I worked for about 8 years or so.
Excellent, excellent. And of course, I have a sneaking suspicion that you were able to use the opportunity of that appointment pretty much to support Blind Citizens Australia. In ways such as making sure that our convention broadcasts got to air.
Yes, I was was involved in that context a little bit in the in my work with 4RPH in Brisbane, but particularly when I moved to Tasmania, was very proactive in terms of making sure that Tasmania got to hear the convention broadcasts, and also, of course, promoting it through the rest of the RPH network as well. For a lot of stations who were considering not taking it because they couldn't see the relevance. And I very rapidly pointed out to them exactly why it was relevant.
And then, of course, you and Doug McGinn and others decided it was time to get a Tasmanian branch back into action. And when did that start?
We first started putting that together, I think, in 2015 or thereabouts, but the branch was actually inaugurated in May of 2018. So it took us a while to get it happening, but it's been up and running now for about, well, nearly 4 years, 3.5 years.
Yeah, great. And doing some great work down there. And then, of course, alongside that, Ron, there's been your hosting, as I said before, and producing of New Horizons. I remember you and I discussing the fact that you were following in some pretty prestigious footsteps following Neville Kerr. But on behalf of the members, I certainly want to publicly say how much we all appreciate the tremendous effort that you put into that work and continue to have a program out on time every week, despite sometimes Vaughan some technical problems with the Media Point and other sharing mechanisms over the time.
Oh, there's certainly been technical issues and there's been illness issues and all sorts of other issues. People not turning up for interviews at the last second and then running around for, you know, most of the night trying to work out what I'm going to run tomorrow morning. And it's all good fun.
I remember a couple of urgent phone calls, Vaughan.
Yes, indeed.
So, Vaughan, perhaps if we ask Emma to read the citation and then after that, if you'd like to say a few words.
Sure.
All right, certificate of appreciation presented to Vaughan Bennison for his exemplary contribution as producer and presenter of BCA's weekly radio program and podcast, New Horizons, and for his sustained advocacy to improve information access on behalf of Australians who are blind or vision impaired.
Congratulations, Vaughan.
Thanks. I just wanted to make a couple of points. I want to particularly thank people who have been involved in the production of New Horizons. But I wanted to thank John, you and your board and your staff for the trust that you place in me with such a, you know, a responsible position. New Horizons has for a very long time now been one of Blind Citizens Australia's key communication and information outlets. And as far as I can work out, it started back in 1982. The earliest episode to which I have access was from 1984. And Neville Kerr, as John mentioned previously, inaugurated the program and ran it for somewhere close to 25 years. And, you know, that's absolutely remarkable. And when I think about the fact that I've been running it for nearly 6 years, you know, I've got a long way to catch up to Neville. But there have been other people involved in the program as well. All of the people who've presented the program over the time since Neville stopped doing it, and all of the people who've been involved in assisting me with getting interviews, being interviewed themselves, and being available when I need information or ideas for the program, it's very much appreciated. And I do want to thank my family as well, because doing New Horizons, whilst it's only 15 minutes once a week, actually takes quite a bit of time and effort. And particularly in the early days when I was doing it on the weekend, it meant that we had to forego weekends away and a few other things because I had New Horizons interviews to do. But moreover, I want to thank you, the members of Blind Citizens Australia, and the people who listen to New Horizons. Without your feedback and your input and your ideas and thoughts, a program like New Horizons simply wouldn't be possible. So a big thank you to all of those people who've provided me feedback over the years, and you know who you are. All of those people who've come on the program, most of them many times, and I'm thinking, Janine, about you particularly, and many others besides. And all of the people who write to new.horizons@bca.org.au with story ideas. and all of those people who generally support the program. Thanks.
Thanks, Vaughan, and again, congratulations. Emma,
Vaughan never misses an opportunity to plug the New Horizons email address, does he? It's fantastic.
I thought he was going to do a program sign-off.
Would you like me to talk about the BCA contact number?
No. It's all right. But thank you, Vaughan, and thank you, John. John, I might now hand back to you again, actually, to present the David Blyth Award.
Thanks, Emma. And this really is, for me, a fantastic opportunity because the person who I'm about to name, I have actually known and known of her skills and respected her fantastic dedication going right back to the 1990s. I was thinking before, you know, Emma, when we do the roll call for these things and it's David Blyth Award night, there's always people who are sitting there going, oh, why is that person here? Oh, why is that person here? So we'd better put those people's inquisitive minds to rest. And I simply want to announce that the recipient of the David Blyth Award for 2021 is Claire Tallison. Claire, are you with us?
Yes, I am, John. Thank you very much. I'm here.
Claire, I'll perhaps ask you a couple of questions in a minute and then we'll get Emma to read the citation and then get you to say a few words. But Claire, I think it goes back to when Christine and you were working together at RVIB, Christine teaching Braille and then in other roles, and you looking after assistive technology, that our paths first crossed. And I remember strongly that in those days, you provided great mentoring and advocacy support to many people who are blind or vision impaired. What are your particular memories of those, early times in our association?
Thanks, John. I think I started, is my voice coming through okay?
Yeah, we're just getting a bit of feedback.
Your speakers are a little bit loud, so we're hearing you twice.
Can I do anything to fix it? Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I started at RVIB in 1990. Is it your turn, Lisa? Yeah. I'm a bit nervous. And it's fantastic to see so many people here. I can't actually see their faces, but I can see so many people that I worked with in that time. What are my memories? My memories were that I used to have the privilege to work pretty closely with a whole range of blind people in these really interesting jobs. It was an employment training program, so I got to go out and visit all these people at the workplace. And, it was a great challenge. The technology was always pretty tricky, as you all know very, very well. So, and it was all new for me, but, yeah, I absolutely loved it. And I think in those early days, I had the opportunity to work with a few deafblind people, and David Blyth actually was my boss at the time, and he provided the opportunity for me to learn Auslan. And one of my very early students actually came back and taught me Braille. So I had this very eclectic skill set of Auslan and Braille, and that set me up pretty well for the next 20 years where I worked with the deafblind community.
And tell us about that in no more than 25 words. Tell us about those 20 years because, of course, you worked for Able Australia, which I originally knew as the Deafblind Care Association, but then in more specific roles and very much around supporting people who are deafblind. What are your reflections? Yeah.
So I actually know a lot about BCA because we had our little drop-in room right next door to BCA office in Ross House.
I remember all of that time.
So, and the walls didn't go up to the roof. So
no.
You know, I think we know an awful lot about BCA.
We know a lot about you too.
Yeah, I know. For a group of deaf people, they were very noisy, weren't they? So it was a drop-in centre. For most of the time I was only there 2 days a week and I had another job over at Swinburne. But there was a drop-in centre and basically every day was, you know, a big, big day and a big, big challenge. So I think we ended up with about 60 deafblind people in Victoria that we could find who would drop in maybe once in their life or maybe twice a week, every week for that whole 20 years. And then I ended up, and we had money from Human Services, and then we got lots of other grants, and I got to travel all around Australia. So I worked with another 60 deafblind people spread around Australia in all the different states through a whole variety of different programs during that time. And so it was quite exciting.
Are you still actively involved in that area, Claire?
Sorry?
Are you still actively involved in deafblind services?
No, I've actually retired. I retired.
Oh, yeah, but you don't know what that word means, Claire. Come
July 2019. But I would love to say, I'm very proud to say that the room is still operating as a little deafblind drop-in centre, and it's run by the Deafblind Victorians. It's about five deafblind people who have their offices there, but they also have got money from, whatever it is. I don't know. It used to be NDIS or whoever runs it now. ILC funding. Yeah. So they're running it as a little technology drop-in centre. So it's still all going. And then a couple of people who used to work for me are helping them out with that. So it's still all happening. So I get lots of phone calls and lots of emails. But no, so I'm officially retired.
Yeah. So, Claire, it's lovely to be able to present the award to you and to know that your partner, Raymond, is there with you. And I guess also a particular thrill to both of us that the person this award is named for happened to be your boss in those very early days, and it's great that David's with us tonight. So it really is a fantastic opportunity. Perhaps, Emma, if you could now read the citation, and then Emma and then Claire might like to say anything else before we see if we can get a photo.
Sure. So congratulations, Claire. Blind Citizens Australia David Blyth Award 2021, presented to Claire Tellefson in recognition of her outstanding service over more than 30 years as an innovative service developer, advocate, teacher, mentor and friend to people who are deafblind.
Congratulations, Claire Tellefson. And if we could have that canned applause, Vaughan, it would have been handy. Claire, would you like to say a few words?
I want to thank BCA for this award. I'm really, really honoured and chuffed that you have recognised my work in this area. It was such a surprise to get the acknowledgement, and I wasn't quite aware that the blind community were keeping a close eye on me like I was keeping on them. So it's been wonderful, and it's a shame that I wasn't able to come along to the conference to receive this award, because I would have absolutely loved to catch up with so many people that I met during those very early years in the 1990s when I was starting out. So thanks again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And again, congratulations. Emma, back to you.
Thanks, John. And congratulations again, Claire. So now we want to acknowledge someone else who's very special to Blind Citizens Australia. And that is one of our own staff, Samantha Marsh. And the reason we want to acknowledge Sam, I mean, it's never a bad idea to acknowledge Sam, because she does an outstanding job always, but this tonight is actually Sam's 10th anniversary at BCA. She's been working here for 10 years. Sam has worked in our administration and information area. And I think, apart from the fact that she's been most often the voice at the other end of the phone that members hear when they call us, Sam's also been through many, many changes at BCA and really, probably experienced the most change of any staff member that's working with BCA. So, Sam, I really want to congratulate you. I'm very glad that you got to 10 years before I need to finish up with BCA in January. I'm glad we made it here before I left. And I really want to say a heartfelt thank you to you, not only for the work that you do each and every day, but also for the way that you support the culture of the organisation. You are such a fantastic team player. You really are welcoming to the many new staff that we are bringing on board. And you just roll with all the changes, no matter how sometimes seemingly endless they are and how quickly they seem to happen at times. You're always quite willing to just keep going, keep getting the work done and being there for members. And I know that many members really appreciate your contribution because they tell me, and they tell me that they love being able to talk to you on the phone and being able to be reassured by you. So congratulations, Sam. We did send Sam a gift box, which perhaps Sam can tell us a bit more about. But yeah, we did do that before tonight. So Sam, would you like to say a few words?
Yes. Hello, everybody. And thank you to Emma and everybody for recognising my 10 years. Emma, you're right. I have, over those 10 years, I have seen some quite significant changes every, however, five over those 10 years have been quite stable, with Emma kindly sticking around for a long time.
I did promise.
In the first 5 years, there were quite a number of changes. And to be honest, that, you know, BCA's had some ups and downs over those years. But I would say that, one of the things I love about my job is my connection with our members. And of course, the staff change, but I've made, you know, built up some good friendships through those times, and my connection with the members. I feel I've built up a good rapport with many members, and if nothing else, people know my name from my emails. And I do sometimes get, when I say hello, it's Samantha, they go, oh, is that Samantha Marsh? So obviously my name's around there, that's, it's seen. So, and I do hope that, you know, building that rapport makes people feel that little bit more comfortable with dealing with BCA. So thank you to all the members who have made it a wonderful journey for me, even through the ups and downs. And the staff culture within BCA overall, despite its ups and downs, has been a very friendly and supportive environment. And I think that's why I stick around. Can't promise another 10 years, but I certainly am not going anywhere at the moment. And yes, thank you. I did get a lovely self-care gift from BCA, and that had some very yummy edible things and some non-edible things like bath bombs and other things like that. So I can have a lovely weekend of indulging. So thank you to everybody.
Wonderful. They'll go really well in the spa, but just maybe yes. Be careful how high you turn up the bubbles.
Yes,
it can get very messy.
Yes.
So thanks, Sam. And also there's one other thing that I want to acknowledge, and that is that Sam had a birthday recently. And I think there've been a couple of members who've had birthdays recently. We were going to ask Julianne to sing happy birthday, but she was in so much pain that we decided that was probably really unfair to ask her to wait around. And I think that us trying to sing happy birthday on Zoom will probably cause some terrible results in terms of technical issues and audio delays and so forth. But we're all singing happy birthday in our minds to those of you who've had birthdays recently. So happy birthday to you, Sam, and to
thank
others.
You. I'm normally at a convention.
Yes, that's
on my
right.
birthday, but
we should be at a convention.
So I've had my birthday songs. Thank you.
That's right. So that wraps up the formal part of this evening's event. We would like to invite everybody who wants to stay around and have some informal catch-up time. We're going to put you into some breakout rooms if enough of you want to stay around for that. So thank you, everyone, and look forward to talking to some of you shortly.